Spotlight.
This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor.
Today we would be discussing about the five key Union Cabinet decisions announced by Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. I'm joined by Shri Ashok Tandon. Mr. Tandon, a warm welcome to you on this discussion.
Thank you.
So out of the five key decisions, let's begin with the Cabinet decision about strengthening the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana. And let's listen to what the INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had to say in the Cabinet briefing before the media.
PM Ujjwala Yojana duniya mein aaj sab jagah recognized hai, inclusive growth ka ek bahut bada example. 10 करोड़ 33 लाख घरों में उज्ज्वला के कारण परिवर्तन आया. करीब 2200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में. तो आज कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा.
मिस्टर टंडन, कुड यू टेल अस समथिंग अबाउट दिस कंटिन्यूड असिस्टेंस फॉर सब्सिडी व्हेन इट कम्स टू द प्रधानमंत्री उज्ज्वला योजना स्कीम फॉर कंज्यूमर्स, सर?
On the eve of Raksha Bandhan, the Prime Minister has announced this scheme and given benefit to the users of Ujjwala Yojana. So it benefits all the household ladies. This Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana, it was launched in May 2016 with an objective to provide deposit-free LPG connection to adult women from poor households across the country. Now, with this announcement of 12,000 crore subsidy for 25-26, if we take it like this, it has approved the targeted subsidy of rupees 300 per 14.2 kg cylinder for up to 9 refills per year and proportionately prorated for 5 kg cylinder to be benefited. So, if you look at it, it's a huge relief to all the household ladies across the country, and therefore the scheme. If I may give you some statistics, India imports about 60% of its LPG requirements, and to shield the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries from the impact of sharp fluctuations in international prices of LPG and to make LPG more affordable to the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers, this is to ensure sustained usage of LPG by them. Therefore, the government started this subsidy scheme. Now it is not to be continued for 25-26 with an additional outlay of 12,000 crores.
Sir, could you tell us something about the DGCC, the Domestic Gas Consumer Card, on the basis of which one is able to avail the benefits of the Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana scheme itself and all the other regulations which are in place to ensure that the system is used properly for the benefit of the people without abuse?
Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana beneficiaries, they receive deposit-free LPG connection, which includes a security deposit of cylinder pressure regulator, Suraksha Hose, domestic gas consumer card, which you said DGCC, booklet and installation charges. So as per the existing modalities of Ujjwala 2.0, the first refill and stove is also provided free of cost to all the beneficiaries. So the beneficiaries are not required to make any payment for the LPG connection or the first refill or stove, as the cost for these is borne by the government of India.
In another cabinet decision on affordable LPG for households, a decision was taken to provide 30,000 crore rupees subsidy. Let's listen to the details of the decision by INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav.
LPG gas affordable rahe, uske liye 30,000 crore rupaye ki subsidy aaj approve hui hai, jo seedha hamare madhyam varg ke parivaron ke benefit mein jayegi. जिस तरह से आज की जियोपॉलिटिक्स है, उस जियोपॉलिटिक्स में गैस के प्राइस ऊपर नीचे होते हैं, तो उसमें मध्यम वर्ग के परिवारों को कैसे हम इंसुलेट करके रखें, उनके ऊपर कोई नेगेटिव इंपैक्ट ना पड़े, ये सोच के ये फैसला लिया गया.
INB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav mentioned about how to make LPG affordable to middle-income households so that their households can continue in the proper manner and they are insulated from economic shocks of the economy or for what happens overseas when you import this very vital component which is used in everyone's kitchen. Sir, let's now move on to the strengthening of technical education institutions for which there is an outlay of 4,200 crore rupees and the acronym is MERIT. Let's now hear what IMB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had to say about this budgetary outlay.
राज्य सरकारों के जो टेक्निकल एजुकेशन के इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं, उनको सपोर्ट करना, उसमें ट्रांसफॉर्मेशन लाना, उसके लिए 4,200 करोड़ रुपए का एक प्रोग्राम सैंक्शन हुआ है। राज्य सरकारों के टेक्निकल इंस्टीट्यूशंस हैं, उनमें कैसे इम्प्रूवमेंट आए? 175 इंजीनियरिंग इंस्टीट्यूशंस एंड 100 पॉलिटेक्निक्स देश भर में, जिसमें करीब 7.5 लाख स्टूडेंट्स एंड 13,000 फैकल्टी मेंबर्स को बेनिफिट मिलेगा, उसके लिए ये प्रोग्राम बनाया है।
Mr. Tandon, for the benefit of our listeners on Akashvani, can you tell us what are the benefits that institutions will see under this outlay?
The technical education institutes are all over the country. And as the minister has said in his briefing also, that this is also in collaboration with the state governments. So therefore, the outlay for technical education institutes, it will certainly help in generating job opportunities, employment, and many of these people will also becoming the startups. And therefore, this will add to human resource, a qualified human resource of the country, including the states as well. So therefore, this announcement, I think, is very significant from the point of view of the technical education in the country.
So they're calling it MERIT, which is multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education. How important is artificial intelligence and the IT platform for imparting technical education, which would be seeing a certain improvement under this budgetary outlay?
As you also very rightly said, that it is multidisciplinary education and research improvement in technical education. And this outlay of 4,200 crore will certainly help in strengthening the infrastructure and also improving the quality of education in these research institutes and also the technical institute, which are there about 275, and they are spread all over the country, and the states also have a stake in it. So therefore, it will be an outlay from the central government, but of course, the state institutes and state governments will also be on board.
So now let's move on to what the IMB minister had to say regarding the four new components on the SDP, the Special Development Package for the two states of Assam and Tripura.
Total 7,250 crore rupees ka ye package hai, jisme se 4,250 crore rupees central government se aayenge aur 3,000 crore rupees state government ke. Is 4,250 crore rupees mein basically ye char components hai. Sabse pehla Assam mein hai, Adivasi groups of Assam ke saath. Phir dusra hai Assam mein hi, Dimasa National Liberation Army aur Dimasa People Supreme Council ke baare mein. Teesra again United Liberation Front of Assam ke saath. Aur chautha All Tripura Tiger Force aur National Liberation Front of Tripura. चारों के साथ जो डिस्कशन होके जो मेमोरेंडम ऑफ सेटलमेंट बना, उसके हिसाब से ये प्रपोजल्स अप्रूव हुए. इसमें कई तरह के काम लिए जाएंगे, कनेक्टिविटी के काम होंगे, एजुकेशन के काम होंगे, हेल्थ केयर से रिलेटेड काम होंगे, स्पोर्ट्स और इंडिजिनस मेडिसिन है, उन सब का ध्यान दिया जाएगा, और विशेषकर जो कल्चरल इंटीग्रेशन है, इन चीजों पे भी बहुत ध्यान दिया जाएगा.
आईएमबी मिनिस्टर अश्विनी वैष्णव मेंशनड अबाउट हाउ द फंडिंग वुड बी डिवाइडेड बिटवीन द सेंटर एंड द स्टेट्स. यू वुड हैव a total of 7,250 crore rupee outlay by the central and the state governments for socio-economic development in Assam and Tripura, and more importantly, the cultural inclusiveness of the Adivasis in both the states. Mr. Tandon, do tell us about this special development package for the two states of Assam and Tripura.
This particular package for 25-26 to 2029-30 is for three components of Assam and an outlay of 250 crore for a period of 4 years from the financial year 2025-26 to 28-29 is for one component of Tripura as per the memorandum of settlement signed among the Government of India, State Government of Assam and Tripura with respective ethnic groups of the concerned states. So therefore, this impact will certainly include employment generation potential will increase, infrastructure, livelihood projects will create employment, and it will benefit youth and women particularly via skill development, income generation, and local entrepreneurship. So it is expected to bring stability and mainstream affected communities.
Specifically, this package is targeting Adivasis and the Dimasa communities in Assam and the tribal communities in Tripura. How important is this from the point of view of social development here? The special development packages for Assam, 4,000 crore rupees, for Tripura, 250 crore rupees, and the remaining 3,000 crore rupees will be contributed by the state government of Assam from their resources. How do you see this continuing year in, year out? Because this is not just a one-year program. They would require continued support.
Certainly. You know, it is to improve the socio-economic condition of vulnerable and marginalized groups of people who have not benefited adequately from various existing government schemes. Now, boosting employment opportunities and to provide health services, promote education and skilling and income through livelihood activities for the youth and women. Now, this will increase the inflow of tourists also from other parts of the country and thereby creating additional employment and livelihood opportunities for the people of northeastern states. Now, through this, lakhs of people across Adivasi and the Dimasa communities of Assam, people residing in various other districts of Assam and tribal communities of Tripura, they will also benefit. So let me tell you that this is a new initiative under the ongoing central sector scheme of special development packages. Now, the previous MOS-based packages, that is for Bodo and Karbi groups, have shown positive outcomes in the peace building and development efforts of the Government of India.
The fifth announcement, well, let's hear what IMB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav had to say about the construction of this four-lane highway in Tamil Nadu, which is National Highway 332A under the anonymity mode.
Highway sector mein, Tamil Nadu mein, Varakkanam se Puducherry four-lane highway, 2,157 crore rupees ka project hai. Ye complete east coast highway hai, Chennai se leke Kanyakumari tak, ECR kehte hai isko, Eastern Coastal Road. Is highway ka ek hissa, chota sa hissa jo abhi bhi two-lane tha, wo tha Puducherry se Varakkanam. Iske karan kafi congestion rehta tha, to Puducherry se Varakkanam wala section iska four-laning hoga.
Well, that was IMB Minister Ashwini Vaishnav talking about the Eastern Coastal Road and how decongestion is being carried out by the construction of this four-lane highway. Mr. Tandon, how important is this when we talk about the national highway connection to the southern state of Tamil Nadu?
This 46-kilometer four-lane project is a hybrid annuity mode, and therefore 2,157 crores have been allocated. And currently, the connectivity between Chennai, Puducherry, Vilappuram, Nagapattinam is dependent on existing two-lane National Highway 332A and associated states highway, which experience significant congestion due to high traffic volume, especially in densely populated stretches and key towns along the corridor. Now, to address these challenges, the project will upgrade approximately 46 kilometers of this particular highway to a four-lane configuration. Now, this will decongest the existing corridor, improve safety, and cater to the mobility needs of rapidly growing towns such as Chennai, Puducherry, and others.
It's time for us to thank our expert political analyst, Shri Ashok Tandon, for being with us on Akashvani and explaining to us in detail the five key cabinet decisions that were taken today. Thank you so much, Mr. Tandon, for being with us on Akashvani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Union Cabinet decisions. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Arjun J. Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.